I just want to say, this stuff matters, okay? Aesthetic and building a home with someone, having a nest, and if your aesthetics and there's a swag gap, let's say, with your homewares, is going to be a problem.
That is one of my biggest fears, is things becoming just so domestic and
predictable.
Just being able to come home to someone you love is everything.
This is so bad, but actually 4 out of 4 of my long-term relationships have ended within about 6 months of living together.
Hi, I'm Dee Salmon, and my freak household secret behavior is I'm super anal about how the bed is made.
Okay, like what do you mean?
Like I'm very much in the camp of make your bed first thing in the morning.
I hate that. Could not be me.
I feel like there's 2 types of people in the world, and it's very Jordan Peterson of me. Make your bed. But I am very like make your bed first thing in the morning and set yourself up for the day, right? I feel like it really sets the tone.
Yeah.
But I'm not just a make a bed in like put the covers, do the pillows. It's got to be made very specific.
So you're not like kind of some army tuck sort of, are you like a pillow chop? Like what are we talking?
Okay, first thing, 3 pillows stacked, they've got to be in the color order, right? But the doona, this is where I get anal, has to be folded over once at the top, folded over again. So the bed ends up being kind of like, the doona's like kind of half of
I
the
see,
bed. Do
I
you
see.
Know what I mean?
It's kind of giving like, hotel vibe.
Yeah. And so, as we're going to get into in this episode, but like when you move in with someone, that is fucking freak behavior to be like every morning like,
Yep. We've got to fold it
over
twice.
Where's the double fold?
The triple stack pillow
triple
in color order.
In color order.
Okay. Hi, I'm Pip Rasmussen, and my secret freak behavior that you'll find out when you move in with me.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not so secret on this podcast. I've spoken a lot about it, but if you're new here, I'm disgusting. I will eat food that is off. I will move things around, like cut off little bits of mold and be like, the rest of it's good. I'll eat things that have been out on the bench for 24 hours. Actually, the other night, I stupidly forgot that I cooked like some rissoles. It was throwback to the 90s. I was like, yum, beef rissoles, let's go. And then I cooked some to put in a salad, and then I cooked them and I was leaving them out on the bench for them to cool down. Forgot to put them in the fridge. Got back the next day. They were out all night. Did I put them in the fridge and eat them that day? Yeah. Am I fine and I'm a living? Yeah.
That's why I always end up in hospital and she's got guts of steel.
Honestly, and I got a new housemate maybe like roughly a year ago now.
Yeah, what does
and
she
I,
think about this behavior?
I think she tolerates it. But I also think that she thinks I'm very brave.
She's clocked it.
She hates food wastage as well, like majorly hates it. So that's maybe where we stand on that. So
okay.
I think she's proud of
that's me. That's your Venn diagram.
Yeah.
She's like, I appreciate you eating the shit that I don't want to.
Yeah.
Because then it's not going to waste.
But obviously housemate is very different to a partner. And that's what we're talking about in this episode. Moving in together, does it make or break a relationship? Because there are some things about people that you just don't know till you live with them.
Exactly. And yeah, if you are new here, this is The Hookup, where we talk about love, sex, dating, relationships. We also have an Instagram at @JJTheHookup. And this is where we get your DMs and we basically go like, yep, do you know what? We should do a whole episode on that. And so we recently got one. Actually, we had a few about moving in together.
There have been a few.
Yeah, there's been a few recently, but we got this DM from Joey who said, when is the right time to move in? My partner and I have been dating for a year now and it's feeling pretty serious. We live far away from each other, about 1.5-hour drive, so it would be convenient to live in the same place. I feel like it'll progress the relationship in a good way and I think we'll work well, but they are hesitant and feel like we're rushing it. What are your thoughts?
Right. So in this episode, we are going to hear your experiences of moving in with a partner, when it's worked well and when it hasn't.
When you think you should shack up together. Is there a timeline? Is it ever too – when's too soon?
Yeah.
When's too long, maybe?
Yeah. When have you missed the boat? And we are going to get some of your advice at the very end. So let's get into it. First things first, we asked you on our Instagram, have you ever lived with a partner before? And 78% of you said yes. But what about you, Dee?
I have only lived with a partner once, which is now.
I have actually lived with a few partners, which is interesting. And I've got, had like a mix of both, which has been really nice. And sometimes it's been really good and sometimes it's been really, really difficult.
Well, 78% of you saying that you have lived with a partner, like Pip said, doesn't surprise us. And also all the other research and stats around Australia backs that. I feel like kind of previously, historically, we've always thought that the rule was like you had to get engaged and get married and then move in together. That's, you know, something that our parents probably dealt with. But nowadays, most couples live together before getting married. By 2020, or not getting married at all. Mm. By 2023, 83% of couples lived together before getting married, which was a sharp increase from only 16% in 1975.
Yeah, so in a very short amount of time, the rules have changed, society has changed, the economy
has changed.
So it's not surprising at all. And we also found some stats for same-sex couples as well. The 2021 census counted 78,425,000 same-sex couples living together, a 67.7% increase from 2016.
So huge.
Huge jump up in that.
Wow. Okay, cool. Yeah. So we also asked you on our Instagram, does moving in with a partner change your relationship for the better or for worse? 76% of you said for the better.
Oh, I thought most people would say we broke up because we moved in together. Like, I'm really surprised.
Yeah, I am a bit surprised by that too. I feel like maybe we should have had another answer that said like, meh, like
it didn't change at all
or like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't better, it wasn't worse. Because I don't know. I'm like, I feel like I'm in that camp. I mean, we'll get into it and things do change about your relationship. But I'm not sure if it's like for the better. I mean, I don't know.
I wonder if the people who have voted for that are currently in the better times of that relationship.
Maybe they're at the start.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they've just had like 6 months of bliss, which is interesting. So let's hear why you are loving it, because most of you are apparently.
you are not happy about it.
I don't know why.
I know. You've been burned, which we'll chat about.
Yeah. Tori here says, it's like a sleepover with your bestie every night. Jazz saying, living with my boyfriend, we moved in before we were even together. And couldn't be happier. Sounds like maybe like friends or housemates or something before they shacked up. So regular sex life, happy to come home to each other. We work really well managing a household.
We also got this voice memo from Chelsea talking about her experience.
My ex and I lived an hour away from each other and he worked every Saturday until late arvo. So we only had Saturday nights and Sundays together. Probably just before about a year of being together, we decided it made sense to move in together to really give it a try and spend a bit more time together. So I made the decision to move. Moving in together was interesting. I'd never lived with a partner before and I don't think he had either. It went really well. We're broken up now, but not for reasons to do with living together.
Okay, that's amazing. And a lot of you reckon that, you know, overall, it was for the betterment of the relationship. Obviously, Chelsea there said we broke up for different reasons, but Em sent us a voice memo saying it really strengthened her relationship with her partner.
So moving in together really strengthened our relationship because it wasn't just like learning, you know, small things that you about your partner that you wouldn't otherwise have known because you're not with them all the time. But it was even just small, tedious tasks that we would do together that because we were doing it together, we kind of just built a stronger bond. So things like cleaning the house and going grocery shopping and, you know, budgeting and planning stuff together, like those kind of things that you wouldn't normally do when you don't live together kind of just brought us closer and has really, I think, set us up for a continued long-term healthy relationship.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think that someone said the other day to me when they were talking about moving in with their partner, which is kind of similar to what Jazz said, but they were like, just being able to come home to someone you love is everything. Like walking in that door and seeing their face and just being so excited to see each other and then being able to go like grocery shopping together and plan dinner and debrief your day and then watch something on the couch together. I think there is something really beautiful and intimate about living with a partner, especially when, kind of like what Em said, you get to see each other in lights that you might not even be your fully complete authentic self, which I think is something that I've kind of experienced over the past 6 months or however. I know I've been It's been a while now.
It's been a while.
But yeah, it is something that I was really, really nervous about, and we'll get into that. But I think those moments are what make it so special.
Yeah, and it's often those moments that don't get publicized to anybody else. It's like your special private moments in this safe space, because a home should feel safe. And when your favorite and safest person is there, like, that's going to boost that feeling. And yeah, we're so often told that love needs to be fiery, passionate. It needs to have like mega highs and the lows will be low. But like, sometimes the best part of life is, yeah, having those moments that are soft and that aren't crazy.
Well, quote unquote mundane, right? Yeah. It's like the grocery shopping, but when you're doing that with someone you love, it's like the funnest part of your day. Or if you're just like getting up and going for a matcha in the morning, or like you're sitting on the couch, like looking at what, you know, how you want to decorate the house or what you want to buy off marketplace together.
And yeah. Like, even that feeling of like the silent, like they come and help you do the washing and start picking out your clothes and you're not really even saying anything, but you're like, oh, you care about me and you're helping me, and it's really nice.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, life is fucking hard. So when you have someone that is taking some weight off of your day and doing that for you, like cooking you dinner. Yeah. My partner cooks me dinner all the time.
Yeah.
And just like those kind of things you really appreciate, because you're like, oh my God. You just really, the love really does grow and you appreciate that person so much more.
Guys, that's what life is about. But it's hard to find the person who works with you and does all that. This is perfect. This is great. I love that so many people have found that person for them. But there were still a lot of you who came into the DMs and said, it's not always that simple. And a lot of you hated living with partners. One of the big things that came through, Dee, was talking about like how the space and the aesthetic of your home should work. Samuel said, my ex took down decorations that were sentimental to me from travel, sports teams I'd played for, etc., and replaced it with cheap Kmart stuff. I just want to say, this stuff matters. Okay, aesthetic and building a home with someone, having a nest. And if your aesthetics and there's a swag gap, let's say, with your homewares, is going to be a problem. I think it matters.
I had a friend who probably literally broke up with their partner over this. Like, their partner was like fully into black and white. Like, it was very industrial.
Like selling sunset. Like kind of weird bougie.
Just like very, very plain.
Okay.
Very, very, I don't want to say basic, but just like very, like minimal, right? Mm-hmm. And then my friend was like color, like
Maximalism,
vintage, antiques, like really interesting things. And then that actually became like a really huge clash in their relationship.
I would break up with someone over that. 100%.
And like, it was like they realized like we are never going to be able to fully live together.
Yeah.
And aesthetically have the house that I've always dreamed of.
You know what? I'll say it. I had someone I used to live with, one of my exes, and we did not agree in aesthetic at all. I always wonder if that was like stifling for them or if they didn't like what I brought to the house. I definitely think I would break up with someone over that for sure.
Well, this is the thing. It's like you start to potentially lose parts of what makes you, right? Like if someone is like, nope, it's my way or the highway, not saying that you did that, but like if someone was like, I want like my house to look a certain way, and then another person's like, well, I feel like I'm not like living in my safe, authentic space.
Yeah, like they can't express themselves.
Yeah, like we had this DM from Freya who said, I love my own space and I hate having to accommodate for someone else. And that really reminded me, I don't know if you've seen that really famous quote from Whoopi Goldberg, but she was talking about why she doesn't want to be married or she doesn't want to have a partner or whatever. And she basically said, I just don't want someone living in my house.
I've not heard this, but I kind of feel it and I understand it.
Yeah. And so it's quoted all the time now because people are like, fucking, do you know what? I agree. I agree. I love my space. I don't want... And she's referring to a man, like, I don't want a fucking man coming into my space.
Why would a man be there? But I think it works both ways. I've definitely have met a lot of guys who have very strong aesthetic and, yeah, that feeling of, like, this is my fortress. Like, this is me. And their space is really important to them. And there are a lot of guys who wouldn't compromise on that either. And I think, you know, it's so important. And like you said before, like, the world's so fucked. The least you could do is have a bedroom or a whole house, if you're lucky, to have as your own fortress and your own safe space. So bringing someone else in who's going to mess with the feng shui of that, like, get fucked. I get it. Another thing that a lot of you said to us that was a struggle with living with a partner was the domestic workload being quite uneven. This is what Amy had to say about that.
Living with a man is exhausting and creates a lot more workload and mental load for a woman. And I have done it 3 times, 2 long-term partners, 1 short-term. None of the experiences were good. I don't want to be cleaning up after a man. I don't want to have to listen to a man snore every night. I just don't want to do any of those things. I like my freedom. I like my space. I like my home how it is. And I don't want to have to sacrifice any of that for another person as much as I love them. And it probably sounds selfish, but I just don't think I'm capable of doing that again for my mental health. And maybe my mind will change, you know, when I'm older. But right now I'm enjoying keeping things separate. It's working well.
I think we really, really need to acknowledge that this can be in heterosexual relationships, a very gendered dynamic around domestic labor, mm-hmm. and even mental and emotional labor. And this is stuff that people and I have spoken about a lot on The Hookup when we've had these kind of conversations about gender. And yeah, research backs that.
Mm.
Yeah, so Australian women, research shows Australian women consistently bear the majority of unpaid domestic labor, performing roughly 23 hours of housework weekly compared to 15 hours for men.
Yeah.
And that gets worse when you have children as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the kind of thing that can really kill intimacy, which is a lot of the time people were saying to us in the DM saying, oh yeah, the romance has really been sapped out of it as soon as I moved in because I was being the caretaker or I was doing all the work at the house. And this is what Em had to say.
This is so bad, but actually 4 out of 4 of my long-term relationships have ended within about 6 months of living together. And I've loved all my partners so much and I've always been so excited to move in and you have the honeymoon phase. But then after a couple of months, I'm like, oh my God, I'm totally getting the ick. Like we're having to completely force date nights and force being romantic. Like you are with them all the time and you have to switch into that like romantic, excited to see each other. And don't get me wrong, it hasn't always been awful, but yeah, it's been 4 out of 4 ended after moving in together.
Yeah, we also had Catherine message us and say, moving in together absolutely killed our sexual exploration and kinkiness. It's so hard.
I was going to say, do you relate to that?
Yes, massively.
And because you lived with someone for like 5 years.
Yeah. I was with someone for 5 years and we lived together for 4 of those. And yeah, by the end of it, there were some really bad habits. And like I was to blame as well. Like I was not invested in the relationship and there were signs that I should have, you know, clocked a lot earlier. But yeah, like you really, really have to put so much effort in to keep that spark alive. And I think that's really key in a lot of scenarios, which we'll get your advice about later.
Yeah. And you did a whole episode about the roommate phase, right?
Like, roommate phase, yeah, with Jordan Barr. And that's definitely a thing that, you know, if you want to look back at, especially if you are queer and you're listening to this, like we talked a lot about that. But yeah, that was a real deep dive into like that loss of spark. So go into your feeds. It's in there.
I'm going to need to re-listen to that because I'm like, I'm still in that first year honeymoon phase. But that's like one of the biggest, and this was why it took me so long to move in, because that is one of my biggest fears, is things becoming just so domestic and
predictable
and you end up feeling like roommates and then like there's no effort. I think I have a really huge phobia, which I probably need to unpack, around like a lack of effort.
Well, we had so many like conversations about it leading up to, like you were really on the fence, like because you were in this perfect scenario where you were living with your best friend in a suburb that you loved. It was just like, why would I leave this? But then it was also, you know, an important progression for your relationship. And I think we should also like acknowledge that. Like it does progress a relationship in a way. It's a really important milestone. And for some people, they really want it and they really crave it. And I just remember, yeah, you were really like struggling with coming to terms with all this. So you're hearing this and you're like, oh, fuck. At least you know you're on the front foot with it. At least that we're talking about it.
Exactly. Yeah. And we'll get advice around that as well because, yeah, I think having those conversations is a huge, huge important part. But so many people DM'd us as well, people, and said that they felt like they were kind of forced to move in together. Mm. And I've seen this actually happen so often with friends. And it's just circumstance, right? Like, we are dealing with a cost of living crisis. Rents are fucked.
Post-COVID, it was insane.
Rents are fucked. And then people are just going, like, it's actually easier as a couple. We might not feel like we're ready. We might not feel like our relationship's there yet. Mm. But it makes life easier for us financially to just move in together. Mm. We got this DM from Joanna saying, if money, cheaper living costs weren't involved, I'd never move in with them even if we were married.
Which is huge. Like, we're at the brink of collapse. I keep saying that. No, we're fine. Everything's fine. But also... Everything's hard, and I totally get that. And yeah, you're right. We had so many DMs on this. We had Grace send a voice memo talking about it as well.
So my partner and I have been together for nearly 4 years, and we have recently moved in with each other since last year. We do tend to take things pretty slowly, which is a preference for both of us. But I think what expedited this was, yeah, with the rent prices being so high, we actually weren't able to afford moving out of home without each other.
And Grace is in a good position because they've been together for like 4 years. Mm. We're having people message us being like, I've known them for 6 months and I feel like I need to do this now because I can't live.
Yeah, we got this DM from Jane, which is similar to the finance stuff, but she says, ex moved in with me within months and he said he had nowhere else to go. I said I wasn't ready. He guilted me until I said yes. Turned out he was an alcoholic and I felt I had no way out.
Yeah.
I feel like the coercion is like a huge thing. And I've seen that with friends and people I know where they have, maybe the landlord has been like, we're actually selling the place you're renting. Mm. And this happened recently. And so the person was like, the partner of my friend was like, well, I've got nowhere to go. And so it was almost like a bit of pressure to be like, I have to move in with you.
Mm.
And another person as well was like living up north. And then they were like, I'm moving back to home. And then it kind of is like this, well, it makes sense. Like, I feel like a lot of the time it's either like, yeah, a bit of financial reasons or a bit of like pressure and coercion of just being like, well, what am I supposed to do? I'm going to be on the street.
A lot of you told us that you had some really eye-opening experiences after moving in with a partner. And we kind of wanted to discuss this and figure out, like, do you really only know someone once you live with them? We asked you on our Instagram, you don't really know someone until you live with them. And 93% of you said that is true. And sometimes, more often than not, this was kind of like a bad realization to have. This is what Mia said to us.
I moved in with my ex-partner about a month into our relationship. We'd been friends for a while before that, so I thought I knew him pretty well. About 8 months into living together, I found out that he was actually addicted to weed and couldn't go a day, even a few hours, without smoking weed. And if he didn't have weed, he would drink. And he had no responsibilities. It was pretty awful. Like, I had to take on the whole brunt of the housework and house load and everything.
Mind you, she said they were friends before. So she was like, I thought I knew him.
Mm.
But there are a lot of things, and you damned us heaps of things that you didn't notice until you moved in. Even stupid stuff like what we were talking about at the top, not about addiction, but about being gross.
Yeah. And like the way your bed made a certain way.
The way you fold your towels or you leave them on the floor in the bathroom. Like, there's all these little things that can really grind on people. But yeah, like, so many of you agreed that you really don't know until you get there. But you also kind of agreed that it's an important step, right, in a relationship. It's an important milestone. It's progressing the relationship in a way. And you should do it before you think about getting serious with somebody.
Yeah, and I feel like that was a huge part of why I decided to move in with my partner. One of them was because time, like, we are both just so busy, we never really got to see each other, and we just thought, you know, this was, we thought about the progression and how that was something that we both wanted, but also that we would then get more time together. But I did think, like, hey, like, I'm in my 30s now. If I see this as a serious long-term relationship, like, I don't really want to waste my time, like, spending years not knowing if this is going to be serious.
Yeah.
And moving in together was a huge way for me to decide that, right? It's like, let's just properly give this a go. Let's see if it works. Let's see if we grow and become stronger and fall deeper in love, or if we clash and we just realize like this isn't going to work long term. Yeah. And I think that was like a major reason why I wanted to make the jump.
Yeah, so many people agree with you, Dee. And like a lot of you said, it's kind of a good stress test because, yeah, you really don't know till you know. This is what Kaylin said.
I think realistically moving in with someone, a romantic partner, is the make or break for that relationship. There's no real way around it. You can have really strong feelings. You can feel that everything is perfect. But until you really live with someone, you don't know if it's right. There's lots of things that can come up when you live with someone, even small things. They could have habits at home that you don't like and don't feel like training out of them. But I think save yourself the divorce in the future and just live with the person first and see if you actually fit as a proper unit before you commit to each other.
Exactly. And like I said, the stress test of it all, Sid reckons it's a good compatibility check.
So I moved in with my partner after 3 months of dating him. There was a few factors that kind of played into this decision. I was living in my van at the time and he wanted to move to this specific town 30 minutes down the road. So it just felt like the right decision. It then kind of became a bit of a temperature check for the relationship. At this time in my life, I was looking for the next relationship to be my long-term partner, someone I wanted to share my life with. So I thought I didn't really have personally 2 years to date someone and then move in with them and realize we actually weren't compatible. So it was just felt like the right decision for me. I also remember feeling a little insecure at the time about this big decision, especially about the reaction from people around me, my friends and family. However, it did feel like a really special relationship and I had to trust my gut in this experience and in this relationship. And 3 years later, we're still happily living together and I wouldn't have it any other way. I remember saying to myself at the time that, yes, I've only known this person for 3 months, but I've also moved into share houses in the past where I've met someone once and then moved in. So that was kind of how I justified that decision at the time as well. And also loving the person. So yeah, it worked out for me.
See, this is the interesting thing. So they moved in together after 3 months, which is obviously why Sid was like, my family and friends were like,
hello,
pump the fucking brakes, relax. But there is that kind of weird tension, right, between not wanting to waste time, like what you were saying and what Sid was saying, and making sure that you're really investing in the right person because it can be so make or break and you can get through that quicker and then know and then you can move on and find your next person or whatever you want to do. But then there's also that tension of like, oh, but how quick is too quick?
Yeah. And I think like once you move in, you really lose, like we've been talking about, that exciting date. Well, at least for some people, like you do lose that like exciting honeymoon phase. Like you lose, you know, waiting a week to see them and dates being organized and the romance and the like exciting period of sleeping over and having sex and that being like an event and
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like taking the sleepover bag, which by the way is one of the best things about moving in together is not having to fucking carry around your shit every morning. and having to pack the duffel bag of packing everything.
Yeah.
But like I get why it is one of those things that I think people really stress over moving in too quickly because it's like, babe, once you make that jump, you don't get that period back, right?
Yeah.
And like your 20s are so sacred for like living with friends and having those share houses and those moments where you get to really experience being young and, you know, a bit messy and whatever.
I 100,000% agree. I feel like when people ask me, oh, I was thinking about moving you in partner, I'm like, wait, hold on. Hold on now. How long have you been dating?
Yeah.
How's it going? All of these questions. But also I'm just like, just wait. You've got your whole life, okay, to live with a partner. Usually by modern standards, yeah, like we are living with one person if you're in a monogamous relationship and that's going to be it. Like you said, use your time now to have your own bed to your own self, to have your own room aesthetic. If you love the Kmart stuff, put it up. If you love other things, whatever. Like this is your time. So I think in general people do it too quickly.
And then you hear stories like Sid, right? And that's an amazing story. But I do think it is the exception to the rule. And
Sid sounds cool though, like van life.
Oh, like there's a personality type.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a personality type.
I was going to say that.
And love this for you, Sid. Like, there's definitely people out there who will like, fuck it, let's move in. Like, yeah. I've known you for, I mean, one of our friends that we know moved in like straight away and they were together for ages. And I think that it's definitely an exception to the rule. So let's hear the rules. Let's hear how long you should date, according to you, before moving in. 0 to 12 months, 28% of you think it should be that time frame.
Okay.
1 to 2 years, 58% of you said that you should wait 1 to 2 years. 13% only reckon 2 to 4 years. So I'm in the 2 to 4 years camp. I waited 2 years. And then 2% are in the 4+ years.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I'm in that cusp. I guess I'm like 2-ish years. I really struggled to do this poll.
What would you have put?
I think that you should do like 3 years, I reckon.
Yeah.
I honestly,
I'm in the
like,
2 to 4 years
I'm
camp.
Speaking from 100%. Experience.
Take it from your older sisters.
Yes. We've been there. We've done it. There's nothing wrong with living alone if you can afford it. It's so good. But yeah, look, there were some interesting stories of people who've, like Sid, who have jumped in very, very quickly and it's worked out. Troy, for example, my girl moved in with me after 5 months, been together 8 years now. And also our friend that you mentioned before, who we won't name, but he actually had this crazy story where he met a girl for a date and then she moved in straight away and they stayed together for years. So it was like the longest date of all time or just like the quickest move in of all time. So there were some people who did message us though and they said it was too soon and it really didn't work out for the best. Kira was one of those people.
I would not recommend moving in too soon. I guess what happened to me is I was with my partner, a woman, for about 10 months. As gay relationships go, it was on high speed the whole time. And she just was not who I thought she was at all. And I gave up a rental that I had my name on to move into a house that she'd bought. And she, there was a lot of pressure for me to move in with her early. And then once I moved in, the, I guess you could say, abuse only escalated. And then I ended up having to flee and move out within 3 months to my friend's house where I slept on a mattress on the floor.
Yeah, someone I knew experienced this and they moved in really quickly and the partner ended up being quite abusive and controlling. And I think once you have like the narcissist or the controlling partner, like once they have them living with you, it gives them even more capacity to control. So I think that's a really important point to flag. And they ended up moving out so quickly within like a week because they realized. So I think like, yeah, having like a really strong support network and friendships and life and making sure that like you've got that stability before you decide to make a huge, huge jump by moving in with someone that you've got like a really, you know, strong network of support in case things do kind of end in that space.
It's really, really important. I think like definitely let's get some advice on on how to deal with that. And maybe if there are some signs that you can figure out. I feel like the pressure part, I'm like, ooh. You've already got a name on a rental. I'm like, that's already so hard to have promised that house. Like, I felt for Kira there. Sammy said, my ex moved in after a few weeks. Big mistake. And the second was a few months as well. I don't plan on moving in with my current partner until I see how he lives in his own space and I know the time is right. You came through with quite a lot of advice. And like we said, we will definitely get an expert. But you know what? There were some things that we thought were really worthwhile here. So let's just quickly go through before we wrap up. Kina said, people need to realize that relying on spontaneity will eventually kill intimacy and fun. Effort is 10 out of 10. And Kane agreeing, making moments to be alone or deliberately present with each other is really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
What we were saying before.
Totally. And we got this voice memo as well from Sarah Kate, who has some advice around obvious signs that it might not work.
I've definitely moved in with partners in the past and I shouldn't have. I really didn't pay attention to the signs in my relationship that all pointed towards, hey, if you moved in with this person, it's probably going to be the absolute fucking worst. And I would ignore them. You know, signs like things like every day bickering, not seeing eye to eye on simple things, not being able to communicate through issues.
And she also sent us another voice memo talking about how you should consider whether or not to move into like somebody's already established house instead of like creating your own space together.
If you have your own place and they move in with you, then you've lost your safe space that you can retreat to in those moments.
I mean, you know how I feel about that.
Yes, I do.
Oh, God. I know. I think like, yeah, it's not for everyone, but like separate bedrooms are really gorgeous. I mean, this is obviously very privileged and people who can
pipe
afford
dream,
it.
For sure.
Dream, dream, dream. But I know a couple that married, have kids, didn't work living together, and now they live separately, but they're still married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, people just get so weird about, yeah, how like we have to follow this script and this trajectory of relationship. And I'm like, humans are just so unique and individual, and you've just got to figure out what works for your relationship.
And don't let other people judge you for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap it up there because I feel like we definitely need some more advice on how to deal with these conversations. If you want to transition into that, what kind of conversations you should be having when you're in the house and things are not working so great, all of that stuff. So yeah. Thank you to everyone who messaged us. And I just want to shout out people who said, go backpacking. 1 month minimum. If that goes well, you can move in. Sure. But I also think we don't have enough time for me to expand on how backpacking me is different to living with me.
I'm like, Pip coming back from fucking Exmouth with your, babe, where's all your special hippie bracelets?
All my friendship bracelets.
Your anklets.
They're like disintegrated in the wash. Like they were disgusting. They stank. They stank.
You were a different person when you came back from swimming with
the whale sharks. I was different. And I was different then. And I'll be exactly. different when I go to Europe.
And you'll be different when you move in with someone.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I think we do need to get an expert in the room because there's so much that you should think about and chat about before you make that jump. But, yeah, we'll see you in the DMs.
All right.
Okay.
Love ya.